The red carpet award season is upon us as film and television celebrities strut their stuff. But it's also the green carpet season. In less than 2 weeks, more than 3,000 dogs will pose and prance for the judges and cameras at the famous Westminster Kennel Club dog show. And this year, Spike and Ozark's born and bred Russell Terrier will face the paparazzi. Ozark's at-large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to meet him.
Spike, a Russell Terrier, yips for a treat this morning. Clearly, he's not a big talker. Spike looks more like a farm dog than a top show dog, which he is. He's shedding and scruffy and on a diet, poor guy. But soon enough, he'll be bathed, brushed, and buff. Spike is competing along with 3,200 other dogs in the 137th Westminster Kennel Club America's Dog Show at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
He may just walk in and go, yeah, so we're here again, you know.
It's because Spike, who is 10 years old, knows the show dog circuit like the back of his paw, having competed for many years. His handler, Nodie Williams, breeds Russell Terriers for show, as well as Irish sport or dressage horses, at Frayed Knot Farm outside of West Fork.
These dogs have been bred for intelligence, companionability, and hardiness, as well as conforming to a breed standard, but they really don't thrive in a cell block environment any more than people do. So we have large grassy pens. They go out. They're handled every day. There's a person that lives there 24/7 and takes care of them in and out, plays with them, talks to all the babies. They're handled. They're never just confined to a stimulation barren environment.
Spike's roots are mid-19th century English terrier, bred initially to hunt foxes. Crossbreeding of working terriers with other dogs eventually produced the Russell Terrier. Their slightly larger cousin, the traditional English Jack Russell Terrier, was made famous on the American landscape by Moose, the dog star of the television sitcom Frasier. Nodie Williams, spokesperson for the Northwest Arkansas Kennel Club, has bred Russell Terrier since 1981. She says they're great companion dogs, charming, and easy to train for show. She sells puppies but doesn't consider herself a commercial breeder.
You will never find a conscientious show dog breeder, a hobby breeder, breed club representative who will sell a dog to a wholesaler, to a dog that is not going directly to its owner that they have not personally interviewed. These dogs, and who will not always take their dogs back. I will always take my dogs back.
All sorts of show dog breeders will converge on Westminster, which will be telecast. There we can view the sporting breed, which includes your happy retrievers, compulsive pointers, and affectionate setters. The hound breed showcases funny bassets, elegant Afghans, lithe greyhounds. The working breed includes giant Great Danes, cold-loving Siberian Huskies, hyper boxers, and massive St. Bernards. Then you'll see the toys, your darling Papillons, Palms, Poodles, and Pugs. Dalmatians, Bulldogs, Skipper Keys, and Bostons are among the non-sporting breed. The herding clan contains sheepdogs, collies, the Queen Corgis, and brilliant Australian Shepherds. Finally, we have the terriers, the Cairn, Fox, Skye, Scottish, West Highland, Norwich, and the newest to this year's competition, the Russell Terrier. That's our Spike.
To be entered in Westminster this year, because they've added more space and they won't be totally judged at Madison Square Garden, they have opened it to dogs that were not finished champions yet. But you did have to have a major win, which means you have to defeat enough dogs in your breed to make it worth 3, 4, or 5 points. You still had to have, to enter the best of breeds, you had to be a finished champion. Since the Russells were only accepted for championship status since June of last June, you had 6 months basically to get, well, actually 5, because you had to have your entries in before December. So you had that long to finish your championship and get your dog in a competitive situation.
Westminster's dog show breeds compete by sex and class, including puppies, dog bred for exhibition, American bred, open-bred, and immigrant dogs. There's also a winner's class, best of breed, and best of winners. The top spot is best of show. Judges look for top physical structure, condition, gait, and temperament, giving bad marks for shyness or viciousness. The entry fee is just $25, but the number of entries are limited.
And it's a two-day show, and you have to take your equipment, you have to have a crate. Minimum requirements are someplace to put the dog on the bench, because the dogs have to be available for public viewing from the entire day of the show. It's one of the few shows in the United States that last over one day. They do four of the groups on Monday. They do the remaining three on Tuesday, plus Best in Show. So it's a big production number. And, you know, New York's expensive. So like, getting there is kind of just the ante for the game.
Spike, along with a couple of his close relatives, will be on call the second day at 9:30 a.m. for the judges, and on show for public viewing until 6 p.m.
There's 15 Russell Terriers entered, with 12 of them being finished champions. Among those, Spike, his daughter, and his son are three of the entered champions, and then his granddaughter will be entered in the classes that have not made their championship yet.
And Spike is an old exhibition pro. He excels in lure coursing, that's chasing things on a string along a structured course, earth dog, tunneling to bark at rats, and obedience, which he's sort of good at. And get this, he's also top United Kennel Club winner in Great Britain, his ancestral stomping grounds. So he has an excellent shot, even though he's getting a little gray around the muzzle.
He's just a good old dog. He deserves to go. It's like, I think he heard me telling a friend that I thought, I just can't go. This is just too much. And he looked at me and said, where are we not going? And I said, Westminster. He said, what? We're not going? He said, we are too. You better take me. Okay, so he won the argument.
Live coverage of Westminster's 137th annual All Breed Dog Show will air Monday, February 11th at 8 p.m. on CNBC and Tuesday, February 12th on USA Network. And we'll be rooting for Spike, the Ozarks Terrier. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like, you can visit this story on our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com, to see a photo montage of Spike and Noti posing for the paparazzi. You can find Spike on Facebook at Frayed Not Dogs. And to check out the competition, you can go to westminsterkennelclub.org. Many thanks to Alice and architect David McKee for letting us tape the story at their studio.